What does Epiphany of the Lord mean? In the Catholic faith, the Epiphany of the Lord is a celebration of commemorates the manifestation of Jesus as the Son of God, Savior of the world, and Messiah of Israel. When you read Isaiah, it sounds a lot like the very time that Jesus was in, and for that matter, a lot like the days we are in today. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen on you, for darkness shall cover the earth, but the Lord will arise upon you, if you let him. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. We just passed the traditional day of Christmas, and still in the Christmas season. If you look around, you will still see people's houses decorated with lights, and the atmosphere of the Christmas cheer is still in the air. Each and every one of us has to do our best to look for the and captivate on the good times that Christmas has to offer us. When we keep Jesus in Christmas and the focal point of the season instead of the darker side of life, we can start to see the true and important messages of Christmas. We should celebrate Christmas as our Savior is born and will soon open the gates of heaven to us at Easter. Now let's take a look at the Magi that came looking for Jesus. The word Magi generally means a person of importance. He could be a priest or a successful merchant or even royalty. Regardless, they usually were a person of means. They had money. There were many Magi in the East. It was not uncommon for a Magi or a group of Magi to travel long distances to witness a special event or just to see the world. Not unlike someone of means today might travel to a special destination to enjoy life or to witness something unique. It was also common for the Magi to be astrologers and study the stars. Over the course of history, they claim to have had several signs of the birth of a significant person mentioned in the Bible. But this one was the sign of the birth of the King of the Jews. Now we have to be attentive to what the Magi asked King Herod. Where is the child who has been born, not will be born? The Magi were alerted to his birth when they were still in the Far East. They just can't jump on a camel and give her across the desert. It would take days, if not weeks, to get the provisions and people ready to make a journey like they were going to make. It was not uncommon for a camel caravan to consist of 100 camels. And there are some records of one caravan that had over 2,000 camels in it. We don't have records of how big their entourage was, but you can be assured it was big enough to ensure safety and have the supplies to travel over 1,000 miles one way. With 2 months of solid traveling, not taking into account staying over in towns for extended rests, avoiding storms, wars, and bandits, Jesus was probably over a year old before they even got there. In Luke 2, 8 through 16, the shepherds witnessed the baby in the manger, not the Magi. 40 days after Jesus was born, Joseph and Mary took Jesus to be presented in the temple. And Joseph and Mary offered a sacrifice according to the law of 2 turtle doves or 2 pigeons. This offering that was made was a sacrifice of a poor person. That was the minimum that they could give. So we know that they had no money. So they couldn't have received the gifts from the Magi at this point. After Joseph and Mary had done everything by the law, it says that they returned to their own city, Nazareth. In Matthew 2:9, it says, when the Magi had heard the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. Back to Luke 2:12, the angel is talking to the shepherds, and you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. The shepherds were witnesses to the baby in the manger. And the Magi visited the child over a year later in a home. That is when the Magi gave the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. If you compare the cost of frankincense into today's currency, it would be about $500 a pound $500 a pound. And myrrh would be around $4,000 a pound. And gold is $3,800 an ounce in Canadian currency. To find the child Jesus, they had to go 90 miles north of Jerusalem to Nazareth, not 9 miles to Bethlehem. So when the Magi were warned in a dream not to return to King Herod, they went home by a different road. This created a problem for them because the only road that takes them back to their home passes Jerusalem. And the king or any king or Magi that passed through Jerusalem would be reported to King Herod. So they had to go even further north to find a road that could go around Jerusalem far enough that they would go unnoticed by King Herod. Now let's go back to the very expensive gifts that Jesus received. Where did they go? I don't think they invested in Microsoft or Tesla. Where are they? Perhaps they had to pay off their credit card. After all, it was after Christmas. I doubt it. But the answer may lay in the very next paragraph. Matthew 2:13, "Now when they had departed," meaning the Magi, "behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, 'Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there till I tell you.'" It's a month voyage to get to Egypt from Nazareth. You need provisions and safety all the way. Tribes of people controlled every oasis and charged for water and provisions. Father Paul suspects that that was where the wealth went. And I will assure you that he is not alone in that thought. I found several historians that believe the same. It is strongly believed that the gifts that the Magi gave funded the Holy Family's escape. The Holy Family were in Egypt for up to as long as 4 years, and they had the expensive trip back home. The Magi were the beginning of the Gentiles accepting Jesus as the true King of the Jews, and in all likelihood, funded his escape and time in Egypt as well. The Magi were important news bearers also, and in all likelihood, would have spread the word of Jesus throughout the known world at every spot they stopped at. If you travel today to the areas that the Magi were supposedly from, there are many groups in those areas that are trying to take credit as being the spot where the Magi were from. Within a few months of the visit from the Magi, the news of Jesus spread 1,000 miles. And yet for some reason, it can take a lifetime to get the news of Jesus to register in the last 6 inches of a person's brain. The Magi were not the only ones giving gifts at Christmas. God gave us the gift of his only begotten Son as our Savior. But a gift is only a gift if it is received and accepted.